the drama kick, the drama kick die. Let the drama kick, let the drama kick die. Let the drama kick, let the drama kick die. Let the drama kick, let the drama kick die. Let the drama kick, let the drama kick die. Let the drama kick, let the drama kick die. Let the drama kick, let the drama kick die. Let the drama kick, let the drama kick die.
Big three roll up, baby. Same as your Sunday. How y'all boys feeling? What's going on?
You got that winter energy today, bro. I think this might be the first show and maybe the last show of the year where we go 3-0.
It's definitely the last weekend we all go 3-0.
It won't be because of us, though, goddamn. I'll tell you that.
It won't be because of me neither, motherfucker. Clear that shit up.
Y'all can just look over here because we go on the road to start ACC play, so...
Who y'all
I mean,
going to
be a look like Cheeks, but oh, this, I mean, this Cheeks playing Cheeks is a Cheeks bowl, bro. This so might I'm here
be
the, for it.
This might be my last time on Same Energy Sunday as a winner, period.
Jeez.
It might be. I'm not saying it will be. I'm just saying it
the
might
last
be.
Upset y'all could pull off is Louisville.
Right. Well, Wake Forest.
No, y'all not beating Wake Forest.
At least they play them at home. They play Louisville on the road. They play
y'all Wake ain't got Forest. No home experience right now. Ain't no crowd.
God, Old Dominion. Good Old Dominion's I was, got a tougher. I was surprised by the crowd at Florida State. I thought there would be less. It
Old
was actually
Dominion's
pretty.
Got a tougher home crowd right now.
All right,
Cap. Take, bro.
All right, Cap. Let's celebrate the things that we can be positive about today.
That was a great three. Point, man. Old Dominion ran up a check on goddamn Virginia Tech, bro. She looking funny in the light.
Oh, I'm feeling good today, though. I know Silk's feeling good, bro. Rivalry game, SEC. Babe, I got a new quarterback, bitch. I'm feeling real motherfucking good.
As you should.
Where were
bro.
You at?
As you should.
Did you expect that to happen after that drive? Or were you thinking it was going to be more of Rozier for the first
well,
half?
Well, you just think it's going to be Rozier until it's not, bro. And then Rick came out after the game and said that the plan was to put Perry in the third series and see what happens. Well, bitch, we saw what happened, dog. Bitch went out and scored. And then the next series went out and scored. Hung up 31 on him. So, I mean, he's not perfect.
No.
But his upside is there, bro. And he keeps the ball, and he gives the playmakers a motherfucking chance.
I was
and that's
say,
all
you can
ask for him.
And you could tell the energy shifted with those, with the wide receivers, just with the entire offense.
The receivers, the line looked better. The running backs looked better. Bitch, just people were just happier. It was just
they
like
knew they had a chance.
A weight got lifted off the shoulders. And that was without Jeff Thomas and Amon. Dog. They're coming back on Thursday, and this shit might be turning into a motherfucking movie.
Right, calm down, bro. Like, you got to still see some ACC play, bro.
We're going to see it on Thursday night, goddamn.
Yeah, I'm just saying. I'm just, you know what I'm saying? Slowing down your
How much better is FIU here, than Savannah State?
That's a fucking MEAC school y'all just played.
I don't care. Dog. Yeah, but here's the thing.
Malik looked worse than against the MEAC, is what you're saying.
That's what I'm saying. He played the same MEAC school.
I feel you.
God
I
damn feel it.
You. I feel you. They playing the same team. You right about that shit.
Yeah, he played the same team. I saw it was a direct motherfucking comparison, though. We played with the same guys, you know what I'm saying? So
yeah, no confusion.
You know, confusion.
So, Burr, how you feel about y'all big upset this week?
Just like Kev, like a weight was lifted off my shoulders. They got that win.
Shit ain't just like Kev, though.
Florida State's got it rolling right now. I like what TJ said. FSU's 1-0 since Berg said, fuck FSU fans.
Jesus. You going to double down on that shit? I thought you had a prepared statement.
Yeah.
I thought you know, if I read off a prepared statement, I'd fumble it around. Those aren't my words.
Shit.
37-19. It's a big upset win. They cover the spread. There's still a lot of holes. Florida State's offensive line is still terrible, just as it was before. But DeAndre Francois was good when he had time. Let me just put it that way. But the one thing about Francois that really hurts this team is his inability to use his legs, whether it even be just to extend a play.
He's is that just, off injury? Is that because of his injury?
You can blame it on injury. I don't know. But if it is, then Francois just, he's not a great fit for this offense if he's not able to use his legs. Let's just put it that way. Because the run game can't get going because he never pulls that ball back and keeps it. So, I don't know. Maybe he's tentative or maybe he's still coming back from the injury and he's not 100% as far as his mobility goes. But when he had time in the pocket, he looked good. You look good. It is Sunday, right?
Yeah, man. It's definitely Sunday.
I need to.
Y'all look like Cheeksburg.
Hold on.
Regulating motherfucking crew, y'all look like Cheeks still, bro.
Just stop. Honest, bro. I need to atone for something. I lied to y'all during the summer.
Oh, shit.
Which one?
I got my hand raised and everything right now. I gotta atone for these sins on this Same Energy Sunday.
You embarrassed?
I'm not embarrassed.
Cam Akers was embarrassed.
Cam Akers. Can we talk about these lies about Cam Akers?
You should be embarrassed.
And his 2.9 rushing average. He is completely lost out there. He looks miserable.
He ain't forget how to play running back, Bird.
I don't know. Did you watch him hit some or miss some
this
of these?
This man ain't forget how to play running back, Bird.
Whatever it is, Cam Akers is playing terrible football.
Everybody thought Cam Akers, everybody that followed football was saying he's the next big thing. Dalvin Cook, all of a sudden he just forgot how to play football.
He looks like when he's Willie slow. Up. He looks like he's lost. He just generally looks miserable out there.
I know why.
So we'll see. We'll see where Cam Akers run the football next year. But for this season, boy. I don't know.
Go ahead and hint at them transfers. We seen the embarrassed, bro.
He looks hint at them
transfers,
out.
Baby.
Sit out next year. If I was him, I wouldn't sit out. I wouldn't transfer and miss a year. I just sit out and just fucking train for the combine. Go get paid.
I don't think that's gonna happen. But
you need film.
Yeah, he needs film. Let's get to the callers though. This is. People I've been told.
Hey, I want to give a shout out real quick, man. And we were talking about this real quick before Corey got on. Hendo grew the fuck up, bro. Like, Hendo, you knew he had the athleticism, speed.
Like, he's a grown ass man.
Dog, but he's a lockdown corner.
Yeah.
In one season, that bitch turned into a lockdown corner.
Ain't no one. He was blanking them motherfuckers last year, Ken.
But that's what I'm saying. Okay. But I didn't know, like, as a high school prospect, I thought he was a project. That motherfucker's a lockdown corner, bro. That motherfucker's a bad man. Shout out to Hendo.
The boy's working with Chad and them type of people, bro.
Yeah, that's what I was.
All you need is skills. And once you get with Chad, man, the footwork, everything else going to get cleaned up.
That's what I told him before you got on, bro. Shout out, man. That was a championship caliber play he made last night, bro. Other corners on the other side would give up on that shit. That was a championship caliber play, bro.
All day, man. If you watch the games, man, he blanking in cats, man. Them cats ain't got like Tennessee has some good receivers, bro. Don't let nobody fool you. They got some dogs with Callaway and some of them cats over there, bro. But
they had Callaway scared to line up on them. They was trying to make it happen
and put them on the side that Dean and my man Edwards was lining up at, but then Edwards came in and started making plays too. But he wanted no parts of number five, the best corner in the motherfucking state.
That's a grown man.
Let's go. And Marco too. Get healthy, baby. That's how we rolling at DBU. How Levante do, Bird? Speaking of corners, segue it.
My connection's messed up. We got to call
it. Number one corner and the number one running back just fell out the rankings, dog. This is Willie's ruining careers, bro. This is insane.
Yo, it's a big three roll up. Same Energy Sunday.
Yo. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. First off, big cushion air, baby.
Already.
Big cushion air, man. What's that one? What's going down, y'all? What's good?
Well, how you doing? I know we're all winners today, but who's your team?
Shit. I'm a Florida Gator, man, since 94.
There you go. Talk your shit.
Hey, man. That was a huge win last night. Big win, man. D-line got off at a good start. Fucking, 33. Mr. Reese came back. Set the edge in the run game. Love it. Love it.
Yeah, man. Were you watching the game? Any Tennessee fans around? What was that like?
Nah. I watched the game at the house with my wife and my 1-month-old and my little 4-year-old.
So how you feeling about that? Yeah, that is what's up. How are you feeling about this? The upcoming games? They going to make a run in the SEC?
Well, shoot, man. I mean, honestly, man. I mean, shit. The way we played last night and then the way Mississippi State played, I mean, shit, man. I mean, I think we got a good chance. I mean, I hope everybody jumping on, you know, UK bandwagon. You know, shit, them boys, hey, I wish we would have had that game back, honestly.
Yo, I'm bad. My call dropped, man. What are we talking about, cuz?
The rest of the SEC schedule for the Gators now.
Chill.
Yeah, we're going to play tomorrow. We got to line up. Mississippi State ain't look. They got dragged by Kentucky, dog. So,
mm-hmm.
I mean, the whole a lot of dynamics have changed, man. Kentucky look a lot better than people thought, and Mississippi State looking maybe not as good as people thought. So we're going to see what happens when we line up on Saturdays.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh. Another thing is that Berg, man, you got to stop acting sassy, bro. You can't do that, man. You can't be hanging up on folks like that, man.
You're really testing my patience right now.
Give a fuck, Berg, and get up out of here, baby.
As my finger's on the hang-up button. What'd you say?
Nah, man. I love the show, man. Started listening to y'all, man. Like, you know, shit, probably about a year ago, man. I listen every time, you know, big roll-up day come out, man. I'm at, you know, I work two jobs and whatnot. I'm always listening to y'all. Shit, I look for the podcast before it's even put out on the page.
Well, hey, here's a little secret for you and for all the Big Three Roll-Up listeners right now. If you subscribe to the podcast, you will get it early. TJ generally drops it before 7 a.m. Not all the time, but a lot of the times. He drops it before 7 a.m., but we never announce it. So if you're subscribed, you'll get the notification as soon as he edits it and publishes it. So just a little tip.
Awesome. You guys. Yeah, man. Yeah, man. Hey, Kev. Big ups to you, bro. Hey, man. That's some good shit you did, man. Big ups, dude. For real.
Yeah, I appreciate that, man. Thank you.
Yeah. Hey, man. So, bro, you be having me dying, bro. Hey, bro. That shit is hilarious, bro. Hey, your shit. Hey. Sometimes, dude, I'll be at work, bro. You be killing me.
Hey, I just try to keep the fans happy, baby. I'm going to get some back five on the other side, but I got to keep my fans happy, baby. You know how I
do. Yeah, man. Yeah, all man. Right. Love the show, dog. Love the show.
Appreciate the support.
Appreciate the love, man.
Hold it down, dog. Go Gators.
All this love. That's what happens when all three teams win.
Man, it's always love out here on this side, man.
He pulled a spin move on Berg because Berg was just about to hang up, so he started complimenting the show. He was like, man, I love you guys. I listen. And Berg was like, oh, man, we appreciate that. And he pulled a big-time spin move on you, bro.
I know. I was putting pressure on that finger, too. He was about to hang up. Then he started talking about the show, and I let it loose.
Today's going to be a good day, man. We got Dolphins football, dog, the Raiders. I was off for Tiger Tracker. We got motherfucking... Perry era, bitch. I'm chilling today, bitch.
Perry era.
I said it's great to be a Florida Gator. Hey. I said it's great to be a Florida Gator. What up, baby?
Skirt. Let's go.
Hey.
Pull up. That's how you pull up, cuz. That's how you pull up, cuz.
You already know what it is, man. Let's go. How y'all feeling today?
Man, I'm feeling Gucci, baby. It's OBO season, you know what I'm saying? My dog cooking out here. Best QB in the state. Be out here, baby.
Yeah, I you swear know? To God, it feel like July. This is a nice July, I swear to God.
It's July for Bird, though. It's our July for Bird, though, during the season.
Oh, man, that shit ain't never going to end, baby. Yo, so we got, hey, let me tell you something. My energy is great today. Obviously, you already know what it is. Florida up in this bitch. But I got to say, man, I like what I'm seeing. I always said from the beginning of the season, 8-4 is what I want. 9, if we do anything over that, we're overachieving. But I wouldn't be surprised still. But if you're a Florida fan, let me tell you, you got to be happy with what we're seeing on the field. Franks is getting better. Our special teams balling out. Defense coming back. I'm liking what I'm seeing. I'm liking what I'm seeing as a Florida Gator, straight up.
It's still a journey, my dude. You know what I'm saying? It's going to be something because, I mean, like I said before, you don't change all those bad habits that fast. So, them guys going to be feeling themselves coming into Monday. So, we're going to see the difference between going into the Kentucky game and then going into our next game after a win. So,
those 100%. Guys got to grow up a little bit, but
I like what I'm seeing, man. The boys growing up. And shout out to Reese, man. He's heart and soul of that defense, bro.
I was about to say, you can see the difference with him coming back in the game. Big time. And we didn't even have Wilson in the game. And if we had Wilson in the game, I mean, what? They had, what, 2-3 catches? They wouldn't have had shit if Wilson was in that game.
So, yeah, we had Marco. I mean, we probably shut them out last night. They probably got, like, 6 points if we had Marco.
Oh, my God. I'm saying, though. So, I mean, overall, I'm just happy with what I'm seeing with my Gators, man. I can't complain. Like, we already knew Mullen had his work cut out for him. But, again, if you're a Florida Gator, you cannot be mad at what you're seeing on the field, man. You can't. No, they came out, they played, they responded, they got punched in the mouth, they came back against Tennessee. But, hey, Kentucky coming out and being a Mississippi State, so let's see what we can do next week. I'm already ready. Let's go.
I'm ready, baby. I'm ready to pull up in goddamn Hickville and see what's going on, bro. Like, you're going to have to win this bitch, bro, so we're going to see, man.
Oh, yeah. Well, yo, hey, guys, thanks for the call. Much appreciated. Hey, Bird.
Damn, he was about to say fuck Berg.
You should have said, hey, Berg. You just got to say it.
Nah, you should say fuck Berg.
Yeah, you can't say, hey, Berg. That's the you gave him a chance.
He tipped his hand.
Yeah, you can't do that. Can't do that, though. He got caught looking in the backfield.
Mm-hmm. Bro, you can't be out here telegraphing those passes like that.
No, you can't do that.
Nah, he stared down at his receiver. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, he got the route jump.
Yo.
Same as Sunday, baby. We got big cushion. What's going on, cuz?
What's good, y'all boys? How y'all boys doing this morning?
Hanging out.
Playing, man. Cush on the Lord's Day. Couldn't be better.
All right. Cush on the Lord's Day. I see you. Hey, I'm No Nation. I'm calling in. You know I'm going to hang it out. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I appreciate you. We got Seminole fans. This shit is amazing. What's up,
it's
bro?
It's amazing today. It feels a little better. You know what I'm saying? Hey, where Kev at?
I'm right here, man. What's happening?
Hey, Kev, dog. Perry looked it good. First off, I want to say I'm sorry. I'm the one who said you had black people problems, dog. You know what I'm saying? And I ain't know you had real shit going on. You know what I'm saying?
No, I hear you, man.
Hey, but shit.
I remember that.
I created
hey,
a bad, man, dog.
That was one of the best lines of the show.
It was. That's a top 10 line on the podcast for sure.
Hey,
go ahead.
I'm glad you're all right. I'm glad Perry looking good. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
that's good for y'all boys. I ain't no hater. I'm an X and O's guy. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, yeah. Appreciate that.
So what do you think gonna happen when y'all pull up in Dave, bro?
Oh, we're going to take care of business. Now,
y'all going to take care of business?
Ain't no problem. We're going to take care of
business. Well, 97, 99, and 9, bro, we're going to eat that shit. It's lunch, bro. That shit's going to get real ugly with Garvin and Jackson, bro, and Willis.
Nah.
But now
what we got to do?
It's a rivalry game. Weird shit can happen.
Yeah, that's true. We go a little max protection, man. We'll be all right. That helped us out, man. Offensive line trash. Get more max protection, we'll be all right. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
Berg, I ain't gonna lie, I wanted my money back last week after we lost. You know what I'm saying?
You wanted your money back.
I paid for 247. I wanted my money back. I felt misconstrued.
Oh, yeah. There's no refunds there, bro.
That money's already spent, bro.
Sorry, my bill's gotta be paid. There's no refund. Yeah.
Hey, that Audi ain't gonna pay for itself, bitch.
That Audi and those light bills.
We done put Berg in an Audi, man. They out there lying to us. Somebody, this ain't gonna be all right. Man, I was hurt.
Hey. After this next coach hiring, he get all the goddamn inside info and start jumping the gun on that shit. Berg will be in the goddamn Phantom. Hey, with the driver. With the driver and all, bitch. Okay. Shit.
Hey, but y'all boy keep putting out that good information, though, man. But I ain't gonna lie. Do you think we give Blackman a shot, dog? I think the young kids, man, they want Blackman in there, man.
You know,
he's a better leader, bro.
I'm all for it.
Period.
We know that. I've been trying to get DeAndre Francois up out of here all summer, but I got bamboozled.
No, bro.
I got bamboozled at the end. And
the same energy, dog.
Well, the thing is,
this is flip-flop energy Sunday now, dog. Go ahead.
You gotta hold on. You're mistaking me saying when I changed in early August, I was telling you guys that Francois was going to be the starter.
Spin that shit.
Because he was like that. That wasn't my opinion. I was just being told he was going to be the starter. And he was. I think at this point, I don't even know.
You saw him warm up against IMG and said, that's my guy now.
No, I didn't see him.
No, you did say that.
I didn't see it. I didn't go down there.
No, but you said that on the show.
I went down there and talked.
I don't know if you watched them or not, but you said you watched them. Goddamn.
I didn't say I watched
it. You said after
seeing. You said after seeing the first practice. I'm gonna go on record and saying Francois is my guy. You said that, bro.
No, I said Francois will be the starter. But anyway, at this point, I mean, yeah, I would like to see Blackmon, but I don't know if it's gonna. I don't know if it's gonna result in anything being different with that offensive line. That's all I'm saying.
I just don't want y'all to kill the dog. He's from the crib. You know what I'm saying? Right. Like, that line y'all got out there, that's a drive-by waiting to have him, bro.
Yeah, start him after October 6th.
That kid is seeing. He disconnected from the team. Like, Blackman's younger. He got the team all around him. That kid is senior, man. He disconnected. Like, him and Nooney, watch that touchdown when he threw it to Terry yesterday. Gavin running downfield. Nooney ain't even going to say nothing to that boy. Nooney just chilling on the film.
Yeah, he's been doing that for a couple years. He got in Jimbo's doghouse for that. He's been benched by Willie Taggart. I mean, I think Nooney is Nooney. He's going to flash and he's going to make some incredible plays here and there, but for the most part, he's going to let you down.
Damn. Yeah, seemed kind of selfish. Yeah, he really
is. One receiver in the state, bro. Everybody that was number one in the state for Florida State, bro.
Who said Nooney was number one in the state, Silk?
Huh?
Who said that? I like how you
do Twitter, bro. I'm not talking about you. No, Twitter, bro. You're not. You follow like three people. You don't know what's going on in the streets, bro.
I'm like Eminem.
Keep it. Still, quick question.
Holla.
You think Tennessee is that bad or y'all that good? I still don't know.
I don't think Tennessee. No. I don't think we beat a world beater. None. I don't think Tennessee's a good team, dog. I said that all summer. We had a Gator panel and people was talking about the talent Tennessee has. I know that Tennessee roster is in shambles, bro. So I don't think we beat a good team, no.
Yeah. Y'all look good, though.
Good. I mean, we look how we supposed to look against Tennessee. I don't think we just beat some formidable opponent or some shit, bro. It's Tennessee.
All
right. Poor tribe, dog.
Felipe is who we think he is now. Don't forget that now. And just how the,
who do we think he is, though? Who do we think he is?
He a bum ass Joe Flacco. If he's
Joe Flacco, that's I would take Joe Flacco career right now for Felipe Franks. So if he's Joe Flacco, I would take that. That's a good comparison, though. Know, the big arm, not that bright, but I mean, shit, he's a Joe Flacco.
That is a good comparison.
I'll take that.
Yeah. That is a good comparison, bro. But Flacco's a first-round pick, dog. So if
that's
they,
what I'm
or,
saying.
Or no,
bro,
two,
like
second
people
round.
Say, when I said over summer.
If Felipe gets drafted in the second round, that means he had a good-ass college career.
He's going to get drafted. Like, when I said this over the summer, Bird laughed when I said about Felipe getting drafted. He's going to get drafted, and it's going to be a top three round.
Well, I always said that Felipe needed 3 years before he was going to come in. And right now, you can see it. He's getting a little bit better. I don't know how good his ceiling is.
Year two of the money.
Yeah, Felipe is getting better every week.
But Silk,
here's
I agree
the thing,
with you.
Though. What people not realizing, his arm talent is the best arm talent that Dan Mullins has ever had, period. He hasn't had better arm talent, period. So he can make every single throw. It's just the mental part. And the game's starting to slow down for him. Year two is going to be the year, not this year. He's going to get better every week, but year two is when he should hit his stride, dog.
Well, he had a throw last night to Swain. Well, it looked like Swain might have scored. I think it was in the first quarter, second quarter, across the middle for his low way. That was perfect ball placement, bro.
Yeah. And on the run. Keep in mind, he's on the run on that.
Yeah, that's the
throw. That was maybe his fourth read.
Right. That's the throw that if you can make that throw, you'll get drafted to the next level.
He can make every single throw.
As long as his head ain't fucked up. But, yeah.
Right. I mean, he just got to fix it. He got to fix the mental part of the game, dog. But, I mean, he ain't no slouch. So I don't know, he is who we say he is. I think he's a talented kid, but got to get the mental part of the game down. That's who I think he is. So if Dan can whisper to him, we can get us something, dog.
Hey, I already know. But hey, y'all boy, keep rolling up. Hey, TJ, TJ on the phone?
Yeah, TJ's, he's here.
Nah, we'll let him talk. Just say what you got to say.
What's up, man? Bro.
TJ, man, start crabbing and give a nigga a call, man. TJ be crabbing and shit, man.
we'll tell TJ to quit crabbing.
Yeah, TJ crab ass up on the call, man.
Yeah, TJ about to turn into a Bama fan, so he ain't fucking with Florida State fans like that anymore. That's why he don't be calling y'all.
I tell you something, yeah, man. He riding their pride too. Damn.
All right, dog. Appreciate the love, cuz.
Appreciate that.
Hey, y'all boys keep rolling up, man.
All right. Already. Big Kush, baby.
Big Kush. Glad we still got some FSU fans to listen to.
Yeah, we got some, dog.
I don't know what that means.
In spite of you, bro.
I don't know what that means. What he was saying, quit crying.
No, this is my thing though. What Berg said, and I'm on Berg. Like Berg ain't say fuck Florida State fans. He was talking about the haters of the podcast of the Florida State fans. Fuck them. And I feel like that about Gator. If a Gator fan don't fuck with the roll up, fuck them. I don't give a fuck about that, bro. Because we cheer for the same team. No, fuck you.
Yeah, so I'm with Berg.
Hold on, you're right. You're right. Because that's what Dewey said. He was replying to Dewey's tweet. Dewey's tweet said, "Man, the roll up gets a ton of good guests. If you're not listening to it, a ton of good Florida State guests. If you're not listening to it, something's wrong with you or something." What that's what Dewey said, and I retweeted, and Berg replied, "F them." And so he didn't mean that every single FSU.
You can curse on the pod, TJ. You can curse on the pod, TJ.
It's Sunday. You can't curse today.
No, on Sunday. Maybe Thursday I can say like
his daughter's sitting next to him. He can't curse right now.
But and they're listening. Like everybody's listening, so they'll hear this, even though they're ghost listening. But he wasn't saying all FSU fans that have ever lived, just the people that don't fuck.
Yeah.
No, but hold on.
What's wrong with that?
But, hey, if there's Canes fans that don't fuck with the role, fuck them too.
Fuck them.
The tweet was effective because you're right. I wasn't talking to all FSU fans at all, but the ones that chose to be offended were exactly the ones that I was talking about. And the creep rises to the top.
Right.
The ones that want to be offended were offended.
And the biggest takeaway is Florida State scored points this weekend after you said that. And so I need you to at people next week because it's an ACC game.
We need to at people so we can win next week.
And then they continue to prove my point. They were talking about this shit 3 days later.
Bro, they were talking about the morning, dog. Bro, at 2 a.m.
Setting up fades because you said F them. They were going to fight you and stuff. At like 9 a.m, bro.
Not only do they listen, which is cool, too. I do appreciate that no matter what you say about me.
Yeah, they know the nuances of the show. They'd be like, oh, these guys are idiots. They say this, they say that. How do you know we say that shit, bro?
We're a fucking free podcast, and they're going on the timeline 48 hours later so mad that they want to fight me still.
Promoting that shit.
Promote that shit. They scheduled some phase, Bird.
But that was the exact point of my tweet.
Hey, when you buy the Phantom, get you a security guard, too, with the drive. Hell yeah, Bird.
All right, well, let's get on with the show. There's plenty of love. And I will say, when I did make that tweet, so many FSU fans reached out and just said, hey, I'm a listener. I love the show. You guys do a great, you know. So there was way more love than hate.
That's the rational people that get the show. Like, they realize this shit. We talk shit. It's a fan show. We talk shit to each other. It's not, I'm going to troll this shit out of every, if Miami start being a shit show, I'm just waiting on it, bro. I'm going to get on their ass, too.
Pause.
Yeah, pause. Remember when Miami Twitter hated me like FSU Twitter does now?
Yeah.
I miss Al Golden, bro. Same as your Sunday, bro. The Kush is big. We hanging out. Me and the egg sandwich. What's going on?
What's going on, man?
Vibe, cuz.
How y'all fellas doing? Y'all Silk, Bird, Kev, y'all out here?
I'm just enjoying OVO season, man. It's that time of the year.
I ain't mad. Y'all boys went up to Tennessee and put that thing on them boys.
Hey, sometimes you just got to roll into a shit-ass town and beat the shit out of people and leave, bro.
I like it. Get the plane ready, man. We leaving.
Respect with shit. I'm a Miami fan, bro.
God damn it, Perry's on the bitch.
You already know what it is. You know what I'm saying? It's Kofi season upon us. Y'all see what it is.
Now, y'all shut down the Kofi High all summer, bro. But I'm glad y'all back to support my guy, bro.
Goddamn, we're putting the coal back in this fucking train, dog.
I ain't gonna lie. I've been like the meme with the face on the front. I've been having tears up under this chair for Rozier for a long time, bro. I keep 100, man.
I feel you, bro.
But it just feels different, right? Because even when we was winning, we beat Toledo.
It really do. Because, you know what I'm saying? Simple shit, bro. We was bubble screens and passes like that, bro. I used to cringe when Rozier used to throw them shits.
Yeah, dog, because he threw the shits behind him and got him out of the rhythm. Perry puts it on him, dog, and now the play call don't look so bad. The plays are there.
Yeah. They was mad at Rick, but what you want him to do, man? The nigga playing with half a quarterback, bro.
Well, goddamn it, what I want him to do is not play Rozier, bitch. And hopefully, finally, that's what we got.
I feel that. what the energy like down there at Tallahassee, Berg? Y'all ain't gonna run Willie out for one more week?
Nah, it's good for this week. Okay, we got to take the wins where we can. This might be the last one, bro. Let's celebrate.
All right, I see. They done back
keep positivity going this week.
They back to NIG. They like they playing a goddamn horse down there. They ain't got to the A in nigga yet. They done race two levels.
Somebody needs to make that decision
for us. I gotta give a shout out to Terry.
I'm fucking about to choke my sandwich, cuz.
I was on the show, they got deleted, man.
Last year?
We beat FSU last year. And then y'all got magically deleted.
That was an epic show, too, bro.
You, Santana, Greg Reed, DVD, bitch. Yeah. Everybody was on that motherfucker.
Yeah, that bitch was it. That bitch do not exist.
Hey, and Florida State ain't been the same since that shit happened.
Yeah, I was gonna say
TJ cursed FSU, cuz.
Yeah, somebody jumped to my mentions about that the other day, and they were yelling at me. I was like, bro, look at my football team since that happened. I mean,
yeah, bro,
y'all won that battle. Yep. So
until you recover that episode, TJ, FSU ain't gonna never be shit, cuz.
imagine if we recover that episode like 3 years from now.
Look at all this look at all this heat that Willie's taken, and they don't even realize that it's my fault from winning that episode, bro.
They're gonna run TJ out of talent, boy.
Hey, yeah. Berg already needs security.
Hey, I seen that, Berg. Hey, you all right, dog? I'll come down there, man. For $50, I'll
fuck. You know what's funny? You know
what's $50?
A couple
he wants the fade, bro. He wants all the smoke for $50.
Every one of them, come on, dog. They turning on Berg. I guess they really ain't never liked Berg, though.
Hey, ain't nobody. Hey, they can say what they want to say about my dog, but ain't nobody doing it better. They gonna click them motherfucking links.
Yeah.
Hey, that's another thing. Hold on. Why is only Florida State fans hate on the pod on the timeline? Y'all talk shit about every fan base. Why they only
exactly, bro? I was just waiting on Coastal to hit the bed in the next game. Fucking shit on the Coastal Hive again, bro.
Square with you last yourself, because boy, you were wearing us out on the timeline.
Exactly, dog. I just said that shit, dog. I said Miami fans hated me last year, dog. That's how this shit go.
Yeah, it's just
But my scroll game elite. When Phil get on his ranch, you just got to go real fast, bro. Don't
yeah, Droby coaching y'all niggas and shit, bro.
Now, I will say
like, I throw a good troll out there. Droby come on time like, yeah, nobody's biting on that shit. I'm like, damn, bro, like, chill out.
You know what happened this week, though? The tide might have turned.
Every time, and then this nigga log off on there.
The tide might have turned on the timeline this week, because I'll say one thing. When FSU fans came at me, the rival fans had my back. Like, yeah. I had UF fans going at FSU fans having my back. It was crazy.
Yeah, bro, we trying to keep you and Willie, bro. We go fight both of them.
There's one constant in this FSU thing, and it's I ain't going anywhere.
Oh, really, bro? It don't matter who the fucking head guy is. My nigga Bird getting them clicks.
I ain't going to, no matter
Bird
what.
Can't wait till a new coach come anyway, because he know how to get them coach clicks.
I just said that shit, dog. He be knowing
better when Willie tagged me.
He needs chaos.
So, my nigga, I already told the streets. The next time Florida State hired Coach Bird buying the Phantom.
Hey, Bird pull up on the Phantom. That boy's going to be sick. With the
Damn.
When the driver opened his door and he hop out with that little man perm and shit, whatever you got, dog. Shit, man.
They gonna think it's Kalen Laybourne committing again, bro. So he's pulling up to work.
Respect his decision in this bitch.
It's respected.
Yeah,
all right,
I
want thanks.
To be cool, man. I didn't want to holler at you anymore.
For sure, dog. Hold it down, my nigga. Put some cushion in there. It's the Lord's day.
Yeah, man. Rival fans had my back throughout the week, which was amazing.
No, some people, I mean, some FSU fans did too, because they realized, like, dog, it ain't that, all this shit ain't that fucking deep. People taking this shit personal.
Way too personal. Yo, it's a big three roll up, same energy Sunday.
Hey, what happened to y'all, boy, man?
Ticket,
what's going on, cub?
Man, shit, bro, you know what I'm saying? This is a great morning, goddammit. It's a great day to be a Miami Hurricane, ain't it?
Tell you, ain't a bad day at all to be a goddamn Gator either.
Hey, I see all y'all, boy, man. I ain't come on here to talk no shit to nobody specifically. It ain't even like that this morning. I seen everybody, you know, Freddie, he from the crib too. Freddie from the crib too. So I seen you, boy, out there, you know what I'm saying? Anything from the crib out too. We fuck with it the long way, you know what I'm saying?
Pause.
But right now, though, Right now, though. Right now, though. It's all about that boy Coaster. That boy, I done been selling out. Now y'all boy know I been selling out about that shit, baby. And we done went out that motherfucker. It just looked different. I told y'all boy 2 weeks ago. It just looked different. And Rick was smiling. Y'all see how the nigga was smiling in the press conference?
Yeah.
Hey, he said, this nigga say, hey, he say the best punt of the day. It, as a pick, the best punt of the day. If that was Malik ass wild, I threw the damn phone. I threw my motherfucking phone yesterday. But come through that bitch, I said, put a little more on it, dog. I wasn't even mad with him when he did the shit, bro. Oh my God, bro. I'm just so happy, y'all boy, man. I can't even explain the shit right now, bro. We out. Hey, Kel, tell the boy, hey, I'm putting any amount of money on that shit. Hey, I'm living my best life.
Hey.
We ain't going back and forth with you. Y'all already know how it's going this morning.
Love the energy, man. Ticket.
You already know it, man. And I see y'all. Hey, hopefully I catch y'all niggas down there at the Miami, Florida State game, bro.
Hey, I'm tailgating down there, man. Holler at your boy, bro. I'm tailgating that game
you
with y'all.
You already know it. Hey, I'm pulling up. That's a fact.
I got it.
Hey,
we
the Wild Wild West. Let's go. Getting that West Orange, bitch. That shit's a Wild Wild West.
Hey, we hanging out.
You know,
baby.
Hey, Kev, dog. I don't know if you on that game or not, but hey, you already know, baby.
Hey, Tigger, we finna have the parking lot spelling like the projects, baby.
We 3-5-2-2-3-0-5. You know how we live.
Let's go.
All right. Coast again. Y'all know it. Y'all boy be safe.
All right. Ticket.
Coast Hive is back, bro.
That's the motherfucker. Ticket never left the Coast Hive, dog, to be fair.
No, he has been.
Yeah, he's not fake like all these other ones that left. Because, boy, the
Hey, bro, you need to chill.
Barren.
Hey, you need to chill, man, because the next long run Akers has, you're going to be back to calling the best motherfucking running back since Dalvin Cook, bro. So you need to chill.
You know.
This man said the skill set. He had a breakdown of Cam Akers as a man, a student, and as a Christian. Hello? Yo, what up, man? Big three roll up. Sunday, end of the Sunday, man. The pitch is big. What's going on?
What's up, Silk? What's up, Kev?
What's up, baby? Vibing, baby.
Yo,
Berg's here,
Berg.
Too, dog. Say what
boy.
Up.
Yo, fuck you, Berg. You and your boy Pruitt.
Oh shit! Yeah, let's go.
We can't have that on the show.
No, he was in and out. He hung up, right?
You can call it however you
he
want.
He gone?
To call it. Yeah, he's gone.
Nah, he hung up.
You can't
no,
come
I
on
like
here
that
cook,
energy
fuck
though,
me
bro.
And Pruitt, not me yeah. And Pruitt.
Did you hang up or did he hang up?
I don't know.
He might have hung up, but that's I like that call.
It's one of the great mysteries of the show.
Get Pruitt ass up out of here too, dog.
But he, you know what? He was probably going to get wordy after that. That was probably the main point of his call, anyway.
Oh, that was.
Hey, as long as he got that across, I'm cool with it, baby.
That was a big three roll up.
My nigga Kev, we cooking, baby. Coasty high.
Hey, ticket we was just cooking. So it looked different, didn't it?
Yeah, man. Fuck Bruno Mars. Keep his tell his ass on that clipboard on the sideline.
Hey, did you ever leave the Cozy Hive? We're just trying to figure something out.
Yep.
Hey, it don't matter. Back on that bitch.
You're
hey,
back in regardless.
Did y'all take on Rosie, your sister?
Oh man, them savages, bro. I hope they let that girl alone, bro.
I like chaos. So I just want to see if y'all checked up on her, bro.
Hey, Berg.
Careful.
See, y'all pulled that upset in a convincing way.
Yeah, big win for the Noles.
It's the last, yeah. Might be
hey,
the last one.
When y'all get my boy Andrew on, I need a favor from Andrew.
Who's
Andrew?
Ivan.
We might be done with Ivan's, but yeah, what do you need?
God damn, I need a goddamn subscription. I ain't trying to pay my shit.
Alright, leave your information with Kevin. We'll make it happen.
You just gotta right, make the you gotta be Duke Duke. That's gotta be your
Duke.
Screen name.
Yeah, you gotta be Duke Duke.
Duke.
Yeah.
Duke Duke's out there living his best life right now.
What's up, kid?
What?
Chilling, bro.
Up,
kid?
What's up?
Hey. Big day for us today, bro. We start the new era. Everybody looks better, man. Perry's in, but everybody looks better. Brevin looks better. Mike Harley had himself a day. The offensive line better. Motherfucking Travis Homer had himself a day. Gerben Hall almost killed a man. He's probably on trial today for this shit. Everybody looks better, bro. It's just different.
Talk your shit, bro. I can't. Hey, man. Flex on, baby.
What up, Silk?
I'm vibing, dog. You know me, man. Kush on the Lord's Day,
y'all,
man.
See, y'all fucked up them hillbillies last night, bad.
Man, listen here. We pulled up in that shit-ass time. We told the pilot, man, just keep this shit running, bro. We finna fuck these niggas up. And we coming right back. We don't even want to stay night in this shitty town, man. Let's get back to the Ville, man. That was pretty much how it went. We pulled up, left the car running.
I feel you. Berg, how you feeling?
I'm just enjoying possibly my last Saturday with a or Sunday with a victory. So let me have this day, okay? Let me have this day.
Now y'all gonna get one next week, Louisville trash.
Yeah, Louisville
but
trash.
But y'all trash too. But shit. Hey,
but it might be the last. I'm not guaranteeing it's my last victory Sunday, but it might be.
You better get one. You better get one next week because that week after shit gonna get ugly.
Hey, yeah, it's just a matter of how ugly that week's gonna get. But I might go down to.
Louisville FSU is the Cheeks Bowl next week, bro.
No, if Louisville loses to FSU at home, Petrino's gonna show up with a motherfucking neck brace, dog, the next place.
Hey, are you gonna be at the Miami FSU game? We're thinking about doing a big three roll up tailgate.
Hell nah. Speaking of Louisville, I live in Louisville.
We're not talking about Louisville. I'm talking about Miami.
We live in Louisville, bro. He ain't making a trip down for that. Get your ranking up, bro, and then he'll make the trip down.
First trip I'm making is next year. First game of the year.
Pull up.
Oh, to Orlando. Yeah. Oh. Yeah. We definitely going live for that shit.
This time we're gonna leave the bus running. Like we ain't got time to play with y'all ass, cuz. We're gonna pull up in Orlando, leave the bus running, tear y'all ass up, and head back then, you know what I'm saying? Chill at me time.
We ain't playing fantasy games, dog, but
just tell you what's gonna happen.
Hey, next summer is gonna be a motherfucking big three war, bitch. We all three play. The first game of the season is Miami, Florida. That shit's going to be all out.
Man, we don't even know if Florida State finna be in the big three next year, bro.
Nah, we kicking. Them niggas being kicked out.
Yeah, they got to go. They embarrassing everybody, bro.
Well, it's goddamn Cam Akers embarrassed.
That's the theme of the show. I'm embarrassed.
All right, man. Hey, hold down.
Word on the street is Cam might be out of there, bro. So, you know what I'm saying? You keep an eye out for that, bro. Align your trolls.
Hey. I heard y'all QB taking visits, Bird.
Oh, shit, yeah. Well, Bird, know you're not going to stick. Bird, know that.
Shit. We're sitting high this weekend.
You have a good Sunday.
We're sitting high this weekend.
We're keeping it positive today.
Well, I know this because I've been following recruiting for a little bit. When quarterbacks commit, they don't take visits, bro.
That's not true. He's all right right
now. Who does Bird and then flip?
Where's he going to go? That's my question.
NC State, Virginia Tech, anything around the crib. North Carolina.
I mean, North Carolina if he wants to stay home, but, you know, Fedora's not in any better of a spot. Fedora ain't going to be there for his whole career.
I mean, if you're going to play for a shit show, at least be close to your house so you can get some support from your family on the weekends and shit. You know what I'm saying? Get a home-cooked meal out the ass with him. That's just my opinion.
Get your mom do your laundry and shit.
Yeah, shit.
Not everybody's got a motherfucker Herman Lane to do this shit, bro.
Yeah, you got it. Hello? You're going to get your ass whooped. Make it comfortable. Big three roll up, same as Sunday, baby. What's going on?
What up?
Man, I'm chilling, bro. About five, but I got one rolled up, mate. I done went through one, mate. Five another. What's going on, too?
Yeah, damn, change smoking.
Nothing much, man.
What's up? Who you a fan of?
Knowles, baby. Go Knowles.
All right.
Oh, Knowles.
I needed some Noel support here. What's up, man? Thanks for calling in. What'd you think of the game? Tell us your breakdown real quick.
Breakdown. Defense looked pretty good. Offense, man, came out really strong yesterday. But, of course, you know, you play in Northern Illinois, so what do you think?
Shit. Yeah. They gave us all we could handle up front. Let me tell you.
There were some positives on the game, though. But, I mean, still will, you know, reserve for the rest of the season. Hopefully the guys
who are you firing? You know, who are you firing after the season? I can tell you got some.
Who am I firing?
Yeah. Willie Taggart. Shit.
Nobody.
Okay.
Ooh, I like you. I like you.
He's keeping that.
Yeah, I know you do.
Keep
still.
It just how it is.
Yeah.
I'm not
you
I'm
can't
not
fire nobody after you're
fired. I'm not calling for anybody to be replaced. I mean, you got to give him time.
After Odell, but Odell's probably going to end up retiring. Y'all just best life. So who
I love how Silk just takes any rumor from the timeline and makes it a fact.
I said maybe.
You do a great job.
I didn't
job
say he was. I said he possibly could be retiring.
Dugan told Odell what it's like in the best life, living his best life in Miami, though. He's going to come down and coach our D-line, man.
I mean, it makes sense to live in a trailer, bro, in retirement age, dog. Get up out of trailer house.
Odell's not going nowhere. He's staying.
Nah, he's putting another dude in the league this year. He needs 5 more years at Florida State before he can call it quits. He needs to get to that third
stress, man. He might not make it to 5 with Willie there, bro.
Hey, he's seen some shit.
I do like your podcast. I just found it a couple days ago,
mm-hmm.
or a couple of weeks ago, man. And I really like you guys, man. This has been good.
Do you follow me on Twitter?
Florida State people, bro. They don't like me, man. You see that?
You been binging?
Why?
You been binging?
I didn't do shit.
I didn't do shit.
Are you on Twitter?
What's that now?
Are you on Twitter?
Yeah, I'm on Twitter.
Do you follow?
You don't know why they don't like. You don't know why they don't like Silk.
No, because it's not that serious.
It's a game, right? So at the end of the day, I mean, you can't let that dictate your life. I mean, boy,
preach, bro, preach.
I mean, damn, yeah, I'm not playing for the game. I'm not playing for nobody.
So yeah, we can't tackle nobody, bro. I keep telling them, just a fan. You get, dog, me and you, like, you the white Silk, bro. You just don't know it. You just don't know it.
Well, we have some things in common, so we're good.
Oh, really?
But you know what the craziest thing is? I'm in Wellington Indiana, too? And what's that?
Nothing. No, I'm sorry. Go ahead.
I live in Indiana, and I'm getting boys, Gator fans, calling me all the way up here, telling me I haven't talked to in years, bragging how they're great and all that, and then we're trash. I'm just like, well, why don't you call me on a regular basis? Why can't you just do that, you know?
Yeah, dog. Yeah. I don't know.
All right, man.
I got your number now, dog. I might call you next week if y'all lose Louisville, man.
Hey, call me. I'll be in Florida, so call me. And the Louisville game should be interesting. You got two teams that are kind of, almost playing the same kind of ball right now. So, but the Louisville fans, they're crazy, dude. I've been there several times to watch the games, and sit in the booster section of the Florida State section. And the first time, beer got poured on people and in the suites behind us. And then the last time, we didn't sit right there. We sat further down, and the same thing happened again. So if you're going to the game, those guys are just nuts there.
All right, man, hold it down.
All right, well, what are you penciling in for wins the rest of the way in? How many wins you got left on the schedule?
I think they can win up to 5 games, 6 games.
More or just in total?
Total, 5 to 6.
Okay. All right, man. Well,
don't you think Wake Forest is a win?
It should be, right? It should be.
Yeah, but Wake Forest Twitter thinks that FSU's a win too, dog. So
Wake Forest doesn't have a Twitter, Kev.
I don't know.
I mean, I'm thinking next week. I think next week's gonna be a win.
Yeah, y'all should upset Louisville.
Riley Skinner don't got a Twitter account.
We're out here just ruining seasons. It's upset season.
Alfonso Smith don't got a.
Hell no, Wake Forest don't have a Twitter following. All right, bro.
Riley Skinner's got a motherfucking Twitter.
Thanks for your call. Enjoy your Sunday as a winner, man. We need.
Hey, no problem, man.
All right, thanks a lot.
All right,
see ya.
Bye.
That Noel energy this week has been.
Yeah, hey, they coming out, dog. All right,
last call.
I was wondering if y'all were going to call me on my birthday.
Hey, happy birthday, my nigga, dog. What's going on? Hey,
what's up?
Vibe.
Hey, let me clear my throat. Hey, check it out, Berg. I wanted to ask you, I want you to pick the wins on your schedule that you got left.
Oh, bro, we've been doing that all day.
Oh, you have? Okay. Other question is, and this is for you too, Kev. What in the hell is the ACC doing going to Old Dominion?
What did Virginia Tech do? Going on? It was probably a bad.
Yeah, Virginia Tech went there. Y'all went to Miami. Went to Toledo.
Yeah,
and then y'all go to Old Dominion.
So in Miami's case, we had a bad AD and a bad football product, Al Golden. So we signed a home and home with them. He kind of did his boy a favor at Toledo. I don't know why Virginia Tech went to Old Dominion, but it proved to be too much of a home crowd advantage for them to overcome. But I can't speak for that. I don't know about that.
So you know about Virginia Tech, that makes it look...
But one of them's not ACC scheduling.
Well, that makes that win look even worse for you guys, that loss even worse for you guys, Berg, okay. Since Virginia Tech lost to Old Dominion.
Well, actually,
I got to get my pound of flesh on my birthday.
Hey, pound of flesh is in the mail for your birthday, bro. It'll be there tomorrow.
I appreciate it. Hey, what y'all think about my boys?
I was impressed.
Hey, Silk, what you think, Silk?
Hey, shit, it's OVO season, baby.
Almost. Hey man, we tried to tell them about Kentucky. Been fighting that battle on radio up in Mississippi all week, and Berg, don't say you don't know where the 601 is because you stole Cam Akers right out of here. Okay.
Oh, shit.
Well, we trying to give him back, Cam.
Might be sending his ass back.
Hey, bring him. Hey, he can ride right up to Gainesville. We'll take him. We got room for him. We had the Darius Limited.
Why not, man?
I mean,
he deserves.
Silk's been talking about the free agents all week. Get healthy. Get a new life.
That's there you go, baby.
Get healthy. Get a new life next year. Just chalk it up. And what the heck is going on with Danny Cannell doing a promo in front of the trophy store case? And where did any of those trophies come from? I ain't never seen one of them.
I didn't see it. What did he do? What did Cannell do?
He was pleading. He was. You don't even know what the voice of your program's doing.
Clickbait article off of it, bro. He's talking
last week or this week. I didn't see a new one. I didn't even watch it.
No, you know what I'm talking about, Berg. I ain't talked to y'all since it happened. Come on now. It's overreaction. You had your coach reading a statement like he was Urban Meyer or something, had domestic violence, was beating people up. Is that punishment for all they're doing is dancing during practice?
Yeah.
Huh?
Hey, that prepares
me. I know what. I tell you one thing. Them boys can do a Soul Train line all day.
Man, you better get your fuck burg in, dog, because he's bitch getting trigger happy. I can feel it.
Come on. Get it in so I can let you go.
I want you to tell me where you're going to have your win. Are you going to beat Wake Forest? Is that it?
I'm not writing with pen, but I am writing with pencil right now. And I'm penciling in Louisville, Wake Forest. I'm feeling good about those two right now.
Okay. Those are toss-up games. You can't feel good about those. Those are toss-up games, Berg.
Wins are wins, bro. Wins are wins. You can toss them up any way you like. All right.
Are you gonna put any ends down on it?
For this for the next SEC stretch that you got going on. Who we penciling?
I'll tell you what, the next stretch we got, let me look at my helmet schedule right here.
Your helmet schedule?
Yeah, I got it right here. Yeah, I'm getting ready for church, man. I had to do the three S's, shit, shower, and shave.
Oh, come on, baby. Nigga, all right.
Let's see. Okay, we're gonna go 3-0 to the bye. We're gonna take care of State. We're gonna take care of LSU. We're gonna take care of Vandy. We're gonna be 6-1 going into Georgia.
All right, we'll bring that same energy every weekend, bro. We do
five.
Like
y'all tell.
I got it.
We put it on Big Five.
That's right, baby. I got to get my pound of flesh.
Yeah, once we got past that pound of flesh comment, everything else kind of fell into place. We do like your calls, man.
He might fuck around.
I appreciate
pound of flesh, dog. He's about to head up to the hills and do that cult shit. So,
hey, man, I'm drinking the Kool-Aid. I'm drinking the Kool-Aid.
Berg is too.
I am too. It's just a little bit different Kool-Aid.
He's drinking the wrong one. He's drinking that Jonestown stuff.
Might need it after next week. But, hey, we appreciate your call.
Hey, man. Hang in there. Y'all have a good one. All
right. Hold it down. All right, hold it down, cuz.
He's a great caller.
No, I think everybody had good energy today, bro.
He's a good caller, bro. I got the show. Just enjoy the show. I was a fan.
I think everybody had some good energy today, bro. This shit was nice.
Yeah, it was nice to get on here with three wins. What do y'all think? We're going to do the show this week. Any guests? Any suggestions? What do we want to talk about?
I'm trying to get Michael Jordan on, bro. We got North Carolina on Thursday.
Let's see if Tiger wins. If Tiger wins, we'll get him on.
If he don't win, we can't fuck with him.
This is what happens when you guys win. We kind of get out of control. But hey,
it's game week, though, bro. We got a game on Thursday night, dog. Four nights. Goddamn Perrier.
Thursday night?
Yeah, we play Thursday night at the Rock. Me and my wife got an official visit scheduled, dog. We're going to pull up.
Pull up, baby. Hang out, cuz. Y'all took Friday off? She got to teach Friday? What's going on?
Yeah, she got to teach Friday, but.
Don't pull up too hard, dog.
Nah, she can pull up however she wants, but I'm the all-time DD, man, so.
But she got to teach the next day, cuz.
She need to drink some coffee, bro. You be all right.
Oh, shit.
Yeah, so,
you know who? We should take one more call. I should call Jeremy Pruitt, get him here on Same Energy Sunday.
And Pruitt ain't calling in, bro. Pruitt ducked us before the game.
Yeah, he ain't having
it. He ducked us. Then y'all hit me up talking about, yeah, he's going to come on if he wins and shit. No, bro. That's not how this shit works, dog.
He's got the same energy, bro. He didn't want to call before. He ain't going to call now. That's the same.
That is the same energy.
That's the same motherfucking energy, bro. You can't be mad at that shit.
No, I can't.
He had the same energy on that whiteboard, though, goddamn.
Oh, my God, because the nigga snapped on that board. They had somebody quit in the third quarter, though. Niggas just bounced.
I think it was
halftime. Davis, though. It's a move.
It is the movement. Everybody's just quitting at halftime these days.
Yeah. Hey. Get on the goddamn free agent market as fast as you can. Goddamn.
He didn't live tweet it. Like, what was that kid that quit the Gators? Leon, was it Leon Orr? Who was it that quit?
Leon Orr quit before the game. When he found out he wasn't starting, he rented a car and hauled ass, cuz.
And live tweeted the whole way.
Yeah, he was lost in shit on 95. Shit was funny, bro.
That's great. All right,
man, we out here.
We'll do another show this week. You guys join the fun.
Yeah, today's going to be a great day, bro. I can already tell.
I still don't know what I did, dog, the FSU Twitter, but we out you, baby.
Neither do I. We are out.
We out you.